Good morning, church. What a great day it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together today to celebrate not only this beautiful weather, but to celebrate the power and presence of God in our lives. And may we always seek to be faithful servants to the one who was, who is, and the one who will forever be. As we share together and worship, it is our hope and prayer that indeed we might meet the holy presence of Christ that enables us to live as faithful servants through this coming week. And as we do so, may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Good morning. I offer a warm welcome to all who are present this morning, and especially any visitors. And if you are a visitor and would like some information about our church, please see one of the ushers, or if you would so prefer, we have welcome packets hanging on the shepherd's crook in the narthex that's straight out the door to your right. A reminder to please sign the registration sheets that are in the red folders located at the end of your pew. Pass it to others in the pew and bring it back to the center aisle. This is a way that we can indicate your attendance, or also if you would like any further information about the church. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, please complete the 3x5 index card that you can find inside that red folder. Complete the card and then put it in the clear holder at the end of your pew. The ushers will bring it forward to Reverend Lake. Now, I would like to highlight a few of our announcements. Our bulletin is quite thick today, but for good reason, and mainly that today is our music celebration Sunday. And you will see for your ease and convenience that many of the verses are printed in the bulletin, so you don't have to be leafing through your hymnals. So thank you to Diane for coordinating that with our office staff. A reminder from finance, Rata Cutlery is in. If you would like to place orders for the Rata Cutlery to be available for Christmas presents, please do so in the next week or so. Also, college care packages are going to be made for our students that are in college. So if you have a student or you know a student that would certainly benefit and appreciate a college care package from our church, please see Connie Phillips or contact Connie Phillips, and there's a lot of information in the bulletin. Our nurture committee, under the direction of Eric Platt, is going to be looking for nursery coordinators. Ed and Teresa Lawrence are resigning their position, retiring their position. They've held it for quite a number of years, and we're extremely grateful for all of the ministry that they put into that. And they are willing, and hopefully we will get some volunteers sooner than later because they will help with that transition. So if you have any questions, please see Eric Platt, who is sitting in the second row. And this is my last and favorite announcement of the day. Today is Soup Sunday. If you didn't smell it coming into the church, you might want to exit and come back in again, because I'm telling you, I'm chewing gum just to keep my stomach satiated until I get some of that deliciousness. And that is Soup Sunday, sponsored by our outreach committee. If you have never come down to Soup Sunday, you are missing some delectables. Luscious soups, sandwiches, and desserts, all for a free will offering. So please join us after worship today for Soup Sunday. And again, as a reminder, please check your bulletin for the many announcements that we have today. They're scheduled meetings. One not indicated is the staff parish. We'll meet this Thursday at 5:45 in the parlor. So when you're checking those meetings scheduled for this week, please add staff parish meets at 5:45 this Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. Come, dance, sing, celebrate the goodness of the Lord. We are made strong in the Lord. God's blessings are lavished on us every minute of every day. Please remain standing for our opening prayer printed in your bulletin. Glorious God, source of joy and righteousness, enable us as redeemed and forgiven children evermore to rejoice and sing your praises. Grant that we sing from our lips, we may believe in our hearts, and what we believe in our hearts, we may practice in our lives, so that being doers of the word and not hearers only, we may receive everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And please remain standing for our hymn of praise, How Great Thou Art, printed in your bulletin.
I don't bite, I promise. Do you guys know what today is? Go ahead, sit down for just a second. Girls, you can sit down for just a second if you want. Do you know what today is? Yes, Sophie. This is Music Sunday. This is the Sunday that all of the musicians in the church promise to be here and offer their talents to lead in worship and to tell people about God. Did you know that you can lead in worship too? Even little children can. Jesus said, let the children come to me. And if anybody wants to go to heaven, they have to come as a little child. And it's really important that you tell others about Jesus. And you can do that in music too. Do you guys know Jesus Loves Me? The song Jesus Loves Me? I need you to help Sophie and Hannah here. We're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. And if any grown-ups out there want to sing Jesus Loves Me too, you can help. But Hannah and Sophie are going to play their chimes while we sing it, because we're going to tell everybody how much Jesus loves us. So how about stand up? All right, you ready to sing Jesus Loves Me? Okay, ready? Whoop. All right, here we go. Ready? And Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Very good. All right, can we just have a quick prayer, and then we're going to pass out the buckets, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us all the gift of music. Thank you for giving us the gift of letting others know about your wonderful love. Be with us as we go through this week, O Lord, we pray. In your name, amen. Okay, the buckets today, it says in the bulletin that it is for the scholarship, World Communion Scholarship Program. That's a misprint. It's actually going to the Irwin Fire Department to help with equipment purchases. So please be generous to our fire department.
To follow up on Diane, in addition to the fire department, that also includes their ambulance service. And through the years, sadly, we have had to call on them for help. So please dig deep, even if you don't live here in Irwinboro. Our church and our church family is here every Sunday and during the week that the Irwin Fire Company and ambulance will respond. Thank you.
He will love me. 5, 4, 3, 2, wonderful God. 1, 2, 3.
Don't sing that ditty in your head. That was lovely, girls. Thank you so much. And now I would ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering. Deep in our pockets for our offering. See, I got myself singing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
O Lord, our Savior, you listen to each prayer and respond to every cry. You are present by your Spirit to bring courage, comfort, and deliverance to all of us. Open our eyes to see how our church may demonstrate your love and kindness. We pray through Christ your Son. Amen.
Please be seated. We come to that time now in our service to lift up our joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. If you turn on the back of our worship folder, you see those individuals that are listed there and some situations as well. And it's always a joy that, to the best of our knowledge, we do not have anyone in the hospital at this time. These individuals, please continue to remember to pray for them, as well as those situations and names that are near and dear to your hearts. Some additions today, Peggy Hoover, who is Kyle's grandmother, passed away this morning. And so prayers for his family and Katrina as she'll be traveling. Where are you, Katrina? What's already traveling? Okay. She was here this morning and said that she was in bad shape, and then I got the news that she had passed. So remember them as they're traveling. Coach Johnson, coach of one of our students that's dealing with cancer. I've had conversation, and, you know, it's interesting. My parents were going through this. We thought they came down last week and had their black lab with them, and don't ever name your dog after a child. My parents' black lab is named Abby. And so Abby's 11 years old, and when they got out of the car, she went into kind of this asthma fit. And as she's going down and having troubles, I said to my mom and dad, you need to be prepared that this is it. You know, she's just going to pass right here. And my dad says, oh, no, she'll pull through. And I thought, this man's crazy. And don't ask me how my mother does this, but my mother shoots her inhaler, my mom's inhaler, into the dog. Abby, my daughter, says, how does Mammy put the inhaler in Abby the dog? And I said, honey, I don't know, but just never stick that inhaler in my mouth. That happened a few more times, and they got her, had a vet appointment, and then it happened in front of the vet, and they ended up removing her larynx. I don't think she's going to be able to bark. And she did it in front of the vet, and then was given the words that if need be, that if, you know, that didn't come through or she wasn't able to be saved, that the vet had permission to put her down. She's home, but, you know, we'll see how this all goes. And, you know, pets are a part of our lives and sometimes tough decisions. And, you know, you always get asked that question, well, where do dogs go? Where do pets go? God creates us. And they are a part of God's kingdom as well, and they are cared for as well as God's children and God's people. So, you know, we have all of those daily situations that we deal with, from loved pets to loved people to hunger to war to hatred, turmoil, all of those decisions that life confronts us with. And indeed, they cause us to maybe to stutter step or to question and to ask. But may we always rest assured that we are in God's presence and God is always with us. And for that, we can rejoice. So let us remember our joys and concerns and situations that surround us as we sing together this amazing hymn that's printed the first and second verse of Amazing Grace. Gracious and loving God, it's in the quietness, the sheer silence, that we can hear your voice. It is here in these moments of solitude and quietness that you speak to us. And we can discern your words for us. And yet, O God, in our world today, silence, well, it can be uncomfortable. It can be that which hardly ever happens. It can be that what we are fearful of. And yet we know that as your prophet Elijah was on the mountain, looking and discerning your presence, that it was not in the wind, it was not in the fire, it was not in the earthquake, but it was in the sheer silence that your voice was heard. And that a new sense of direction and confidence and understanding was given to the prophet. Oh God, we pray for your voice to speak to each and every one of us and that we might discern your words for us today, tomorrow, and in the days ahead. Oh God, as we come this day, on a day to celebrate music in the life of the church and music in the world, we know that there are those who are gifted with talents, gifted with voices, gifted with opportunities to serve you. Oh God, we hope and we pray, we ask that we will always be faithful. You've empowered and gifted many of us, all of us, oh God, with different gifts and blessings to be used within your kingdom. May we be faithful. Oh God, for the joys and the concerns, the hurts and the needs of this day, we lift them to you. You are the one who hears. You are the one that knows before we ask. And you are the one that knows our humanness in our askings. O God, hear the prayers of your people. And begin, O God, to work wonders in the lives of each and every one of us. Because not only do you hear our prayers, but then you challenge and encourage us to put hands and feet and ears and voices and eyes to our prayers. That we might not only be hearers of the word, but doers as well. O God, we pray that you will continue to bless each family, each individual, each home that is represented here this day. Continue, O God, to bless each church this day, that we all might be faithful to our callings to you. That we might live, that we might share, that we might proclaim the good news of Christ our Lord, that his power and presence might radiate forth from within us in all that we do and all that we say. O God, we ask and pray these things in your holy and precious name, as we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Before our scripture, we will turn into our bulletin. I would ask that you turn to your bulletin for our responsive reading, Psalm 100. It's found in your red hymnal on page 821. Please respond to my prompt. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Come in. Know that the Lord who made us is God.
We are the Lord's. We are the people of God, the sheep of God's pasture.
Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise.
Give thanks and bless God's name.
For the Lord is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness to all generations.
Hearing scripture, let us hear these words that come to us from the New Testament book of Colossians, from the third chapter, beginning with verse 12 and concluding with verse 17. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Before our scripture, we will turn into our bulletin. I would ask that you turn to your bulletin for our responsive reading, Psalm 100. It's found in your red hymnal on page 821. Please respond to my prompt. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Come in. Know that the Lord who made us is God.
We are the Lord's. We are the people of God, the sheep of God's pasture.
Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise.
Give thanks and bless God's name.
For the Lord is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness to all generations.
Hearing Scripture, let us hear these words that come to us from the New Testament book of Colossians, from the third chapter, beginning with verse 12 and concluding with verse 17. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Death destroyed. We awaken. Raised with Christ we stand. That's why we worship. That's why we praise. We celebrate Jesus, giver of praise. This is our calling. This is our cost. He is our Lord. His love is our all. That's why we worship. That's why we praise.
That's why we worship.
That's why we praise.
John Wesley, back in 1761, wrote some guidelines for singing. And they're in the front of our hymnal on Roman numeral number 7, VII. There are 7 recommendations that he wrote. Number 1 says, learn these tunes before you learn any others. Afterwards, learn as many as you please. Number 2, sing them exactly as they are printed, without altering or mending them at all, and if you have learned to sing them otherwise, unlearn them as soon as you can. Seems to me he was encouraging copyright laws that everything might be the same. Number 3, he says, sing all. See that you join with the congregation as frequently as you can. Let not a slight degree of weakness or weariness hinder you. If it is a cross to you, then take it up, and you will find it a blessing. Number 4, sing lustily and with good courage. Beware of singing if you were half asleep or half dead. But lift up your voice with strength. Be no more afraid of your voice now, nor more ashamed of its being heard than when you sung the songs of Satan. My dad does not sing. My dad hums. That's his joyful noise. 5 says, sing modestly. Do not bawl so as to be heard above or distinct from the rest of the congregation, that you may not destroy the harmony, but strive to unite your voices together so as to make one clear, melodious sound. Number 6, sing in time. Whatever time is sung, be sure to keep with it. Do not run before nor stay behind it, but attend close to the leading voices and move therewith as exactly as you can. And take care not to sing too slow. This drawling way naturally steals on all who are lazy, and it is high time to drive it out from us and sing all our tunes just as quick as we did at first. And number 7, above all, sing spiritually. Have an eye to God in every word we sing. Aim at pleasing him more than yourself or any other creature. In order to do this, attend strictly to the sense of what you sing, and see that your heart is not carried away with the sound, but offered to God continually. So shall your singing be such as the Lord will approve here, and reward you when he cometh in the clouds of heaven. Words that John wrote 1761, still current for us today.
The brothers Wesley are responsible for a lot of the hymns in our hymn book. John was primarily the preacher, but he could give us the rules. Charles was primarily the musician and has written many of the hymns in our hymnal. And Charles was once quoted as saying, I can preach the gospel just as well through the songs of the church. And I was really glad, you know, I asked you to fill out those green slips the last 2 weeks. I had a stack about like this, and I was just ecstatic. I was really glad to see that your choices covered 300 years. We had a little bit of everything. So Jean was really nice in the office, and she gave you the words in your bulletin. I was going to make it a test. to see how many of you could sing the first verses of these songs without looking. So, you know, if you want to test yourself and not look at the words, that's perfectly fine. We're just going to zip right through them, a little bit of a break in between so you can, you know, swallow and take a breath. But we're just going to go right through them. So I hope you'll join us. The words are in your bulletin.
This is the day of the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
I would invite you to follow along in your worship folders for the dedication of musicians. Dear friends, all of us here are involved in the ministry of music. We are directed numerous times in the Bible to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Just some of us need more encouragement than others. But that is why we are grateful for those who have responded to the call of God to lead the ministry of music in our church, to direct, to sing, to play musical instruments, to dance, or all ministries of Christ among us. Those called to these ministries need our loyal support and our prayers. We recognize today our minister of music, Diane Runser, and members of the chancel choir, the Sunshiners, and the Cathedral Bells. Making music to the praise of God in the congregation is a ministry that requires devotion and discipline. Do you accept the responsibilities for this ministry? Will you be faithful to the disciplines of music? And as members of this congregation, do you promise to ever keep in mind John Wesley's directions for singing and to remember that making a joyful noise to the Lord is an act of devotion in which we all can share? Let us pray together. We gather today, Lord, to begin another year of serving you. We come with varying gifts, believing that you have created us and called us to the same ministry as David and the Levites, using the gifts of which your servant Paul writes to lead your people in praise and to build up one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We lay our gifts at your feet and pray that you will use us. As we sing, remind us of your love for all your children. Remind us that you have called us to this ministry when we face difficult times, times of fatigue and times of disappointment, times of grief and times of frustration, times of confusion and times of hard work, times when things go badly and especially when things go well. Help us to see ourselves as part of your kingdom and to know that you love us solely because you created us. Help us to love you solely because you are our eternal King. These things we pray in the name of Him who loved you and who loved us and who gave Himself for us, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the faith expressed by your music live in our heart, and what you believe in your heart practice in your daily life. May God give you grace to offer your music and your life in faithfulness and consecration now and in the world to come. Dear friends, I commend to you these persons. To them has been given the gift to lead in the ministry of music in our church. Will you sustain them with your encouragement and your prayers together as we seek to offer praise to God? Let us all pray together. O Lord, our God, bless these ministries of music and those who offer them in your service. Give to these persons love for you and your people, fullness of heart as they praise you, and diligence that their music may be a worthy offering to your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Last hymn will be "Here I Am, Lord," page 593 in your red hymnal.
Unison benediction is printed in our worship folders, a one-liner. Let us share together. To all upon my way,
day after day, let in me joy, be hope, let my life sing.
Go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.